The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Thank you, Dan. It is Thursday morning indeed. Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trade. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 4:80, down 4 3/4 on the open. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 4.90 and a half, down 3. September, 5:01, down 4. December, 5:10, down 3 3/4 on the open. May corn opened at 3.76, up 4 on the open. July, 3.85 and a half, up 3 1/2. September, 3.86 and a quarter, up 5 1/2. December, 3.86, up 5 3/4. March, 3.97, up 5 3/4. May, 4.04 and 3/4, up 7 1/4. July, 4.07 and a quarter, up 5 3/4. September, at 3.97, up 2 on the open. May beans opened at 7.38, up 3 3/4 on the open. July, 7.50 and a half, up 2. August, 7.57, up 1 1/4. September, 7.64 and a half, up 3. November, 7.79, up 2. January, 7.87 and a half, up 1. March, 7.97, up 3 1/2 on the open. May soybean meal open at 194.50, down 140 on the open. July, 250, down 60. May soybean oil open at 33.50, up 43 on the open. July, 34, up 41. At the Merck, May feeders opened at 109.50, down 17 1/2 on the open. August, 112.45, down 20. September, 112 even, down 30. October, 111.20, down 35 on the open. June live cattle open at 93.40, down 45 on the open. August, 92.25, down 32 1/2. October, 95.87 1/2, down 20. December, 96, down 20 on the open. May lean hogs open at 75, down 57 1/2 on the open. June, 73.90, down 30. July, 74.10, down 65. August, 73.45, down 17 1/2 on the open. And May pork bellies open at 99 even, down 62 1/2 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like the market is putting some more weather premium back in, at least today.
Yeah, that's what we're stuck in here at this particular moment in time, is nothing more than a classic weather market. You know, we started the week with people thinking that plantings would be in the high 20s and that we were going to have a great week and we could catch up, and plantings were in the low 20s, and weather has been not real cooperative this week, although not real bad either.
What do your sources suggest to you that we might see come next Monday afternoon?
As far as the planting report is concerned,
yes, sir.
I think you're probably going to be something probably 45% or less done. I don't see any way we're going to get beyond that with the kind of weather we've had in the mix this week, disrupting things in southern part of the Corn Belt, and, you know, with light scattered showers and a few other places here the last couple of days. It's going to tend to be the rule that we're probably not going to make as much progress as people would like, albeit we are going to still look like have a good open weekend.
Does that suggest to you then on the technical charts that last week's highs might be taken out by Friday?
Well, we're flirting at them right as we're speaking here this morning, with the market having gone up to last week's highs here in the early trade here today. And, yeah, it's a possibility we could we could take them out. Does it mean we're really getting ready to embark upon a new wave up? I'm not so sure about that yet, because when you look at the counts for the 20-week cycle, which is really more dominant in corn, it still says it's somewhere there ahead yet. So maybe it's a case here of what we're seeing is just an ongoing process that we've actually been in through the month of April, which was really a correction of the decline we had in March. And so, you know, I don't know that we've really done anything to say we've gotten out of that mode yet.
Okay, how many more weeks down the road in your 20-week cycle would suggest that we might be on the uptick?
Well, the 20-week cycle really is due to bottom right at the end of month of May. It possibly could stretch into the very early part of June, but you know, somewhere around that particular realm. So it's kind of suggesting here if we're still in this corrective mode, considering this is the first full week, maybe somewhere by early next week might, in fact, be the end of this corrective mode. And that would suggest maybe weather forecasts are going to change again if, in fact, that 20-week low is going to dominate this scenario here at the end of the month.
Beans have been in a 2-week uptrend. In fact, managing to poke their heads above their 120-day moving averages in recent trading sessions. What are you looking for there, sir?
Well, the beans at this point, you know, you step back a minute and you understand that the low we put in here a little over a week ago probably was a 16-week low, and I think we're seeing a market turn up off of that at this point. You know, you'd think with corn being strong based on planting delays and the ideas that, you know, maybe that could bring more bean acres, you would think that would pressure beans. But the one thing that's going on in the beans is that we have the oil markets, especially out in the world, really strong at this particular moment. And that's really the guiding influence of what's going on in the bean market right now is coming out through the oil. But it looks like that low in place was a 16-week low. Where we're at this point, if we poke up here to another new high, could feasibly complete the first move out of that low. So we could go into some kind of downward correction here starting pretty soon, too.
Could meal lead us another leg higher? I notice on meal charts there's not a lot of resistance there for another $10.
That really kind of depends really on the corn market, because meal right now is really kind of tied to the corn market at this particular juncture. Another thing I worry about with meal is the basis on meal has tended to be a little bit soft. So I'm tending to think that meal really needs the corn to continue to move up and move up hard if, in fact, we're going to see the meal continue to move higher. And so I'm really not disposed to thinking that yet. I think meal's the weak sister of the two products right now.
Turn your attention to the wheat, where the fundamentals day by day seem to get worse. Evidently, more wheat than first thought in Kansas, improved conditions overseas with more rain falling in places where rain is needed. Does it appear to you that the April lows are going to hold in this wheat market?
They very well could. You know, at this point, you know, the wheat market, in my idea, is we really need to see something that's overtly positive as far as the fundamental is concerned to sustain gains in the wheat at this point in time. You've got wheat at this juncture. You know, you talked about the comments coming out of the Kansas wheat tour, and they're finding wheat generally a little bit better than they perceived. And I think that's still a huge unknown at this point, and we really won't know much and really until we get into harvest and where we're going to be in the end. Now, USDA numbers, which come a week from tomorrow, might give us some more insight, because that'll give us the first winter wheat production estimate of maybe what lies out there with some real constructive counts to work with. But the other thing we've got to deal with in wheat at this juncture is if we don't have any real serious problems that show up with the crop, you know, we're roughly about 30 days away from the beginning of harvest in southern Kansas. So it's really hard at this point in time to have a wheat market sustain strength unless there's something from a fundamental nature that really can do it, and I just don't see that. So we could still see wheat be on the soft side here as we go into early June.
Thank you much, Dale.
All right.
Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. May wheat now trading 475 and a half, down a half. July, 484 down three quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat trading 482 and a quarter up two and three quarters. July, 497 and a quarter up three and three quarters. September, 507 and a half up two and a half. May corn, 383 and a quarter up 11 and a quarter now. July, 393, now 392 and three quarters, up 10 and three quarters. September, 391, up 10 and a quarter. December, 389 and a half, up 9 and a quarter. May beans, 742 and a half, up 8 and a quarter. July, 756, up 7 and a half. August, 763, up 7 and a quarter. November, 785, up 8. May soybean meal, 197, up 110. May soybean oil, 33.48 up 41. Looking at Scott Olthoff's two-state forecast today, he says in the north, partly to mostly sunny. In central and southern sections, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs of 57 to 73. Tonight, in Illinois and southern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy, lows from 46 to 63. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, heaviest south and west. Highs from 60 to 75 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.